utilizing statistical process control to track the impact of our health innovations. Lessons from a Pediatrics Project.
Written by Will Ratliff, MBA.
Will this intervention have a positive impact on my patient? Is the core question of healthcare. It transcends the segments of our industry and is the most critical metric of impact across health innovation, quality improvement, and research. At the start of each clinical decision support project, that is most of our work at DHI, we identify and measure impact metrics once the solution is live at the bedside. So the question, what is the impact and how can we measure it, is always on our mind and drives us to improve and expand our methodologies with each go live. The burden to answer this question effectively can be enormous, and typically there are not enough resources to do so. However, by applying our existing data assets and project knowledge, we can use basic statistical methods to sustainably track impact at scale. Here's a case study from our high-risk condition plus fever project to illustrate this concept. In spring 2024, we went live with a solution to page emergency department frontline clinicians as soon as a high-risk pediatric patient presents in the emergency department with a fever and has not yet received antibiotics. With the guidance of our project principal investigator, Dr. Emily Sterrett, we applied statistical process control methodology to our standard automated data monitoring and reporting approach to yield time to antibiotic run charts in near real time for our cohort of high-risk patients. These charts visually represent the impact of our real-time page interventions over time on our key outcome variable, time to antibiotics. The charts support our clinical leads, Emily Sterrett and Emily Greenwald, to identify variation by case and track overall improvement for reporting to their emergency department colleagues. Let's discuss the value of run charts in the high-risk condition fever project. A comparison of the run charts to a tabular representation of our overall reportable metric, median time from emergency department arrival to antibiotics, reveals the following findings. Here's some increased visibility into our time to antibiotics metric. Whereas the overall median time to antibiotics showed some improvement, 75.6 minutes pre-go-live compared to 63.0 minutes post-go-live, the run chart shows evidence of 6 measurements below the latest process sample average, a center line, in September and October. Even with a small data shift, seeing multiple points consistently below the center line indicates a statistically significant improvement because it is evidence of a trend toward a lower average value. The run chart also enabled us to observe high variability among cases, that is, the spikes above 240 minutes. Compelling us to investigate those events for root cause analysis and quality improvement takeaways. Variation by subgroup for workflow-driven quality improvement. During our investigation into the high variability of certain cases, we discovered that a specific sub-cohort, transplant list patients, represents about 1/3 of our cohort, but 2/3 of our high variability cases. When we exclude outlying cases from the analysis, we see much less variability in time from ED arrival to antibiotics, and a more substantial impact. Additionally, this chart helps hone our focus on transplant patient workflow to reduce unwarranted variation. The promising trends in September and October coincide with the start of monthly dissemination of our impact tracking data directly to the frontline emergency department care teams. We will continue to track these metrics to understand whether the real-time pages plus dissemination of metrics are having a sustained, statistically significant impact. The concluding point is that we should leverage data for continuous improvement. The continuous use of statistical process control tools like run charts in the high-risk condition. Fever Project is an achievable methodology to link clinical action and patient outcomes. By understanding trends and real-time shifts in critical metrics, we can quickly iterate to optimize workflows and understand the impact of each iteration. We can then apply what works to other projects to assess generalizable efficacy. As healthcare innovation leaders, we must leverage our data assets and established methods like statistical process control to support better patient outcomes and advance the quality of care provided across our health system. By closely monitoring these key metrics and implementing timely changes, we ensure that our interventions not only address immediate clinical needs, but also contribute to the broader goal of long-term healthcare improvement.
I'd like to make an extra editorial comment. When we use statistical process control tools well, we merge knowledge from the best of the 1920s, the decade Trinity University became Duke, with the applications of today's newest technologies. statistical process control tools were pioneered by a self-taught statistician working for Bell Telephone Laboratories, Walter A. Shewhart, in 1924. By leveraging Shewhart's foundational work on statistical process control and applying it to modern data analytics and machine learning, we can improve levels of quality control and efficiency in service industries, such as the healthcare provider space.